I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, December 20th. Quincy real estate agent Michael Flavin has pleaded guilty to falsely selling properties that weren't for sale and pocketing nearly $2 million from unsuspecting buyers. Flavin pleaded guilty to federal wire fraud and identity theft charges in court on Friday. He faces up to 20 years in prison and over $250,000 in fines when he is sentenced next April. 23-year-old William Letterman of Brockton is charged with hitting two people in the head with a bottle and setting his mattress on fire at an Airbnb on Ellington Road in Wollaston last night. Police say Letterman admitted to the attacks and to setting the fire. He also reportedly had a warrant for his arrest. The injuries were said to be minor, and there was no damage from the fire. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the city will save $168 million over the next 18 years by financing the city's $475 million in pension obligations. Koch says the city closed on the 20-year bond last week at a rate of 2.6%. Koch says the savings are higher than his initial estimate of $150 million. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy says it raised a record more than $420,000 during its recent Feed the Hungry Gala celebration. The annual event was held both in person at the Granite Links Golf Club and virtually this year. Guests enjoyed food, beverages, games, and an auction. The funds will go toward their food pantry and counseling center. There will be no delay in the curbside collection of trash or recycling in Quincy this week or next week because Christmas and New Year's are on Saturdays. Curbside collection of Christmas trees will take place Monday through Friday, the weeks of December 27th and January 3rd. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, December 20th.